launching an initiative to help us identify people who may have been radicalized.
Know the Science details dozens of indicators that a friend or family member could be planning a terror attack. As Adam Hollingworth reports, the move comes as our spy chiefs identify a new and worrying type of terrorism.
Time was when the intelligence services were never seen, never heard. But now they're loudly proclaiming your country needs you to keep an eye on those you know and, if necessary, dob them in.
Recognising a potential warning sign and then alerting NZSAS or police could be the vital piece in the puzzle that ultimately saves lives.
To that end, they're publishing a guide called Know the Signs to help us all identify potential terrorists in our midst.
To pay attention if they are, and to be alert so that if they see or hear about something that seems off, that worries them and concerns them, they might have a look at this information to say, does this indicate to me that this person is on the road to actually committing an attack?
The SIS has listed around 50 signs, from obvious ones, like writing on a weapon, as happened in Christchurch, to
a person who is really developing an us versus them worldview.
Authorities say they're usually closely monitoring 40 to 50 potential terrorists. These people used to be motivated by their white identity or by their faith. But in the past 6 months, a third group has emerged, those motivated by politics.
And so it could be the COVID measures that the government took, or it could be other policies that are interpreted as infringing on rights. And it's what I sometimes describe as a kind of hot mess of ideologies and beliefs, fueled by conspiracy theories.
The launch of the initiative Know the Signs is an indicator that the security services know that they can't do it alone. They need the help of the public. But to some, the guide is a first step only.
How do we upskill those people in our community who are much closer to people who might be potentially radicalized and get them to understand what it is they're seeing? That's our challenge.
Adam Hollingworth, News Hub.
All right, folks, Adam plugging in here just for a short podcast, sort of a little bit of extra content. I spoke with Jason Woodforth in Brisbane, around Brisbane area today. I was out and about on the phone, so might be a bit choppy. I apologize for that. But we spoke about the staged event in Queensland on the rural property with the shooting of the police officers today on the podcast. And I thought that I would just chime in here, offer up a little bit more, and you know, about this discussion, while I still have a tongue, while I am still allowed to think for myself outside the box, while I'm still able to come to form and come to my own conclusions in this country of Australia, which is going down the toilet fast. And so we talked today on the podcast that's coming up after this, we talked about this so-called terror event and these extremists who the media have very quickly tied to the anti-vaccination community in Australia and the truth movement, you know, everyone, and what I'm doing here and Telegram and all of this, that we're all suddenly now cop killers and conspiracy nut jobs wanting to blow up buildings and do all these terrible things. And so this is an incredible situation. And if you listen to that video that I just played, that is from New Zealand. Some of you may have seen that. It's the evil looking creature up there with the Dick Tracy curl on her forehead. This creature's come out of the Black Lagoon indeed. And basically labeling anyone who thinks for themselves extremists. And, you know, if the guy next door is not watching the 7 o'clock news and reading the Rupert Murdoch papers, and, they seem to be thinking a little bit differently or keeping to themselves or any, whatever it may be, we want you to dob them in so we can profile them and all of this. So this is where we're going into 2023, folks. And it's very, very interesting, isn't it? So if we look at that, what I just played from New Zealand, and we look at the false flag shooting event in the on the property in Queensland, and then we look at how quickly the media are moving to demonize, an entire movement of people that had nothing to do with this event. It is really incredible times, indeed. It's getting so severe that the media in Australia, all the typical media, you know, the Australian online newspapers, the Rupert Murdoch papers, the Courier Mail, the Daily Telegraph, all of this, they're now actually tying anti-vaxxers to cop killers. So this one from the Australian newspaper online, anti-vaxxer cop killers. This is Wyambilla. So supposedly these brothers lured cops to the property. They were dressed in camouflage gear, hiding in the trees, and they lured them there, and the cops came with puppies, and they were just coming to talk about a missing person, and they jumped on them and shot them to death. And there was a gunfight out, like an old Clint Eastwood movie, on the property, and all of this stuff was going on. And so it's really incredible times when we look at this. And Jason was saying on the podcast today, where you'll hear, he was saying that they're going to actually televise on a couple of channels live the funerals of these police officers that lost their lives to the evil anti-vaxxer cop killers on the property in Queensland. If that is true, and they're going to have a live televised funeral of the police officers who died in this event, this staged event, that is absolutely incredible, and that really shows you where we're going here. Because when does that happen? Police officers have a dangerous job, and they die all the time, but when does it get televised? So what's happening here is that the through the media, they want, try to imagine this event, if it is on TV, if that is actually true. I mean, they're going to milk this for all it's worth. They're going to tug at the heartstrings of every Australian to get them looking at the conspiracy truther movement and the anti-vaxxers, shaking their heads in shame at these evil, disgusting people who caused all of this when they had nothing to do with it. But what this is about, I'm just moving on from my Night Watch podcast that I did last night. And for those folks out there who enjoy the content that I put out on the website, please consider becoming a member. It's just $5 Australian a month. That's all it is. You can cancel any time, you know, and there's a great members area, and there's other podcasts that I do strictly for members that you can get access to as well. And you're really, most importantly, helping me to continue here and keep the website up and going and keep all this going. You know, because the costs are getting higher. So membership helps me to continue. We don't have a lot of real independent media in this country, and we need to keep going, because there's a war on freedom of speech, and that's what all this is about. And that's why this New Zealand clip that I am playing, and as I said, with the Dick Tracy character, there's all these what look like completely brainwashed women coming out now in all these positions of power, bringing in these terrible and draconian measures, you know. And so after the last couple of years, you know, in this country, and how the Australian police forces, especially in Melbourne and Sydney, how they acted, and their attack against the Australian people, their brutality, because their image is so bad at the moment, I guess this is an attempt to restore that and put faith and trust back into the police forces as they restrict heavily our freedom of speech, make it almost impossible for anyone to own or even touch a firearm in this country. As I said last night, they don't even want you to have a butter knife. They want you to be dumbed down, docile, sick, under mind control, watching TV, unarmed, and under their control. They don't want anybody thinking for themselves. And they certainly don't want you in a healthy state of mind. And So this is an attempt to put faith back into the police forces. Now, looking at the police forces themselves, what did we have on Telegram channels? What we had was, with this event, which was all staged, and the thing is, looking at the event, and I'm not going to talk about it too much tonight, there's a lot of different things going on. There could be this property, they want it because they want it for gas and drilling and fracking. And they've kicked them off. Maybe they went to expel them and take their property and something happened and they're covering something up. Maybe these people knew something about the police or something happened and they went there and they've set them up. Maybe it was a real event and they really were anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorists and what the media are saying is true. It doesn't matter, really, at the end of the day, because what we need to focus on here is what is the outcome of this event. It's obviously a false flag event, and there's going to be 1,000 rabbit holes that the media are going to conjure up to suck everybody down. But what we need to focus on is, what is the objective here? What is the outcome going to be? Well, the fucking outcome is taking your rights to even have your say. This is taking away our civil liberties, and this is taking away our freedom of speech in this country. So you cannot, you are unable to think for yourself, because they are going to criminalize free speech, and they are going after the truth movement and everybody in it. And this is what has happened recently after this event, very quickly, mind you, on Telegram. They've gone into the biggest Telegram group on there in Australia, and they've put these plants in there, cops, trolls, whoever they are, spooks, and they've made threatening comments. They've screenshotted their comments, deleted the comments, and fed them to their buddies in the media. And the people who own these channels had nothing to do with it. And then the media have instantly jumped on it to say that these people in these groups on Telegram are happy that the cops are dead and all of this. And that they're supporting these anti-vaxxer cop killers up there on the property in Queensland. That simply didn't happen. Those comments were planted in there. This is what they do. And then they were fed to the media after they deleted them and screenshotted their own comments. So they create fake profiles, they make nasty comments and threatening comments. They try to get other people in the group to do the same. They won't, because they don't do that in the Truth of Movement. And then they'll just screenshot their own comments and feed it to their mongrel buddies in the Australian mainstream media, particularly the Murdoch-run media, the Telegraph and the Herald Sun and all the usual players, you know, the Courier Mail and the Australian and these ones. So what kind of people would actually act like that? Well, the Australian media act like that because they're scum. This is what we're dealing with here. See, to work in the Australian mainstream media and be a columnist for one of these Murdoch newspapers, you have to be the scum of the earth. You have to be so low and such a backstabber. And you have to basically be without a soul. There's no other explanation for it. These people in the Australian mainstream media are the domestic terrorists. And the police forces are the domestic terrorists. And the government are the terrorists. Not us, the people. We haven't done anything wrong. We just work and support our families and live our lives. They're after us. They've declared war against us and our communities simply because we have our own thoughts and we form our own opinions and we don't buy into their bullshit that they try to shovel out and we don't support them. And that doesn't mean in any way, shape or form that we want to hurt anybody. Nobody in the truth movement, including myself, wants to see any harm come to anyone, you know. And we don't want to see any harm come to any police officer. That is absolutely ridiculous, and I've never seen that anywhere. I've been in all these Telegram groups. I've looked at this for years. I've never seen anybody want to harm or wish harm upon police officers, for example, or want to blow up stuff. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's them. That's their people coming in and planting that to make a whole movement of people look bad and then feeding it to the media. They're the grubs. They're the ones who are causing all the trouble, not anyone in the health and freedom movement. they have just become so desperate because this movement is growing so fast, and there's such a conscious awareness happening and people waking up so fast, they want to just put a stop to it. They can't handle it anymore. It's because the mainstream media are just hopeless. No one cares anymore. No one cares about these staged events. And why should anybody in the Truth of Movement, including myself, care about cops who go to some property and get shot? I don't care. But that doesn't mean that I wish harm on these people or I'm happy that that happened. I simply don't care because I don't have any faith or trust or confidence or anything in these cops anymore for the rest of my life after what they did to the Australian people during the COVID psyop. They openly attacked the people. Look at Melbourne and Sydney. If we were to make an example of that, they attacked the Australian people and shot the Australian people in their backs. And if people out there think that these cops won't do that again when they're ordered to at the drop of a hat, then you have rocks for brains. All there is on and off for these cops. They do what they are told. When they're off, which they are now, they want everyone to forget what they did and be friends again, and then they get orders, they turn them on, and they attack you again. That's the way that they are. And so I just, as a sovereign citizen, I don't want them around me. If something pops up where I have to deal with them or I'm in an accident or something, I will keep it strictly business and I want them out of my realm. They've got satanic and Masonic symbology all over them. And basically that makes them the enemy for me. They work for a satanic beast system. They do not represent or work for the Australian people. They are not here for you. They are not here to protect you, your family, or your communities. They are here to simply protect the beast system that gives them the orders that they will follow time and time again whenever it comes through within a second. Boom. It's like a blink of an eye. So they're not here for you. And I don't like them. I don't trust them. I don't want them around me. But that's it. I don't want to. Even when I see them on the road or they're flashing lights, I just don't see it. You know, I'm just walking straight through it. It's an illusion to me. I don't care anymore. But that does not mean that I want any harm to come to them. I simply just don't care. And why should I, after what they did to us? Okay. That's all. And so that is a really simple explanation to make people understand. I think that a lot of people in the Truth of Movement who went to the protest just simply they've lost. It's like if you have a friend who just keeps double-crossing you, you know, and making and doing things to make you really furious, and you give them that one last chance and they do it again and laugh in your face, you know, and you're like, that's it, you're out of my life. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. That's it, I'm done. We're not friends anymore. It's just like, that's the same thing. That's it. They attacked the Australian people ruthlessly and viciously. They shot us in our backs. They proved 150% that they are not here to protect or represent us, that they are basically nothing more than tools for the New World Order system. And they declared war against us, the people who pay their wages. And now I'm done. That's it. So over the weeks and months, while I still have a tongue, I'll be breaking down this psychological operation, this event, this false flag in Queensland. And it's been used to do a lot of things. And the media now are just gobbling up this paper trail of absolute nonsense that's been laid previously, and it's all been set up with these evil brothers and the wife and everything and all of this. And now we find out, as I said last night, that they were school teachers and they didn't want the vaccines and they quit their jobs and they lived and they were evil and they lived on a rural property, you know, and they had lights and gates and they had water tanks and they had, you know, compost and all of this. And they kept to themselves. Well, they must be evil, right? They must be. I mean, you can't have water tanks. That's just not on, folks. You can't have solar panels and live on a property and be off-grid a little bit because you're evil. So they're demonizing anybody who lives off-grid as a conspiracy theorist and an anti-vaxxer. They're demonizing all those teachers who left their jobs because they didn't want poison shoved into their arms and a death sentence. And, you know, they're demonizing an entire movement of people who just want their lives and their freedoms back and care for their country. Right. This is the media. So now we have a display very, very clearly that shows us that the Australian mainstream media are the most hateful, vindictive, vicious, lying, backstabbing mongrels that you can possibly conjure up. And they're lying liars who lie about lying, and they'll just keep lying all the way to hell. And we can clearly see with this that they're against the Australian people, and they're trying to turn us against each other and play the good guys all the time. And you look at our sudden death statistics, you know, in this country. They've gone from 1%, possibly 2% up to 13%, haven't they? And climbing. So the people who are just dropping dead in this country for no particular reason, who had no prior health conditions and nothing wrong with them, that's gone from perhaps under 2%, which is the normal, boom, it's one of the highest in the world. Everybody's talking about it. It's all over the world. It's all over everywhere you look. I've covered it over and over again. So massive amounts of people are dying, and it's clearly after those jabs. Many, many people out there were coerced or intimidated or whatever, and they got the jabs. They went and they got their jabs, 1, 2, 3, whatever it is. And these people who have died, or they're sick, or they're going to be sick, or their kids have died, or the kids are sick, or their families have died, or the families are sick, or whatever it is. Now the Australian mainstream media are not only turning around and calling you anti-vaxxers, even though you got the jabs and your life's ruined, and they've destroyed your heart, but now they're tying you to being a cop killer and an extremist. So this is open war against the Australian people by the Australian mainstream media. All of them, every single channel and every single newspaper are against the Australian people, all of us. And they're turning us against each other, and they want us to go to war and all of this while they get let off. As I said, but, you know, the system only uses the Australian mainstream media to do their dirty work. The big boys at the top. Zionist Jews, big bankers, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, satanic high Freemason, Freemasons in the Vatican Church. No. Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. The head of the snake. Interdimensional entities running all of this. Mind control. The whole thing. Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. This system is using the media to get to us. That's all. But this system would have absolutely no need to even trust the media. All the media is only used as a propaganda tool or wing or arm of the New World Order system. That's all it is. It's a weapon. That's all it is. And the people that work in the media are just stooges. They're just minions. At the end of the day, this system couldn't give a shit about them. And they're not getting any help off us. I couldn't give a fuck. No way. I don't want them near me. Done. You know. And I've mentioned this heaps of times before. It's like one of those prison movies where you've got this lifer and he's like a rat. He even looks like a rat. And he's smoking and he's doing deals around the prison in general population, you know, and he's spending his whole life in there. And then one day he does a deal with the warden of the prison, who's really ruthless, and he wants intel from the inmates. So he sends out the rat to spy on them and bring back that intel to dob on them, to tell the warden. And when the general population prisoners, when they find out that this guy's a rat and he's been spying on them and telling the warden, they're going to kill him. To get protection, the rat goes back to the warden and says, they found out, they know what I'm up to. You need to protect me, you know, we had a deal. And the warden says, I don't do deals with prisoners. Go back to general population. And I think that's what will eventually happen with these media mongrels and parasite and rats. Because why would the system that's doing this to us have any trust in them when they're so easily able to do this to their own people? To screw their own people over, because that's what they're doing. They're screwing us all over and they think it's funny. So, you know, the system's using them to bring us down, but why would the system want them once we've gone, you know? It will have no need for them. That's the thing. And that's the truth. The media are the people that want all of us to jump off the cliff in a big herd, but they never go themselves, you know? They're such liars. They're such backstabbers. They're such fucking scammers. And they'll lie till the day that they die, and they'll even lie about that. They have no conscience, no soul, no compassion, no heart, no dignity, no shame, nothing. I've dealt with some of these people. They're just pathetic. All of them. All of them. They're scum. All of them. Fucking scum. So now the Australian mainstream media are being used like a arrow through the minds of the public to demonise an entire movement of people that have done nothing wrong and have nothing to do with this case. So this is problem, reaction, solution. The government and the police create a problem, the general public react, and then these same people come in and offer the solution, and that always means that we're losing more of our civil liberties, our rights, our freedom of speech, and all of this. And what's interesting to me here is how fast they've moved on the back of this false flag event in Queensland. If you look at the event that Jason and I talked about on the podcast that's coming up today, none of it makes sense. It's absolutely ridiculous. Why would anyone believe any of this? It's absolute nonsense. It's too quick. It doesn't make any sense. It's all over the shop. It's choppy. It's absolutely crazy. And as I said, just look at what is being birthed from this. What can you see that really rings true out of all of this? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? They're calling anyone who thinks for themselves, who hasn't their own opinion, an extremist. You're not allowed to have your own opinions in Australia anymore. That's what they want. They want everybody in front of the TV and doing what they are told, just like communist China, because this is communism. It's just got a pretty bow on it in this country. You know what I mean? In China, you know it's communism. You know, it's in your face. But here, they're sleepwalking people into communism, and they've got a pretty little red bow on it. And the zombies are just stumbling around into tyrannical communist situation without even knowing it. And once that door gets shut behind them, they're fucked. This is from the Guardian newspaper last night, and this came up after I finished the Night Watch podcast. Claire O'Neill, another woman, warns counter-terror laws may need to change to better handle right-wing extremism. Counter-terrorism laws could be overhauled to better target the threat of right-wing extremism and neo-Nazism, with the Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill saying current legislation may not capture the types of lone wolf or less sophisticated acts that are increasing concern to security agencies. Another point here that I'm reading from The Guardian in these papers is these people are coming out and saying, how could you, the government, miss these anti-vaxxer cop killers when they were posting in all these groups? you know, and they were saying all this stuff and they were planning all these things. It's just gone under your radar. This is what we want changed in this country. You know, you've missed this and now look what's happened. They haven't missed anything because they caused it. They're the ones behind it. So they haven't missed anything. And look at the police powers and the government powers in this country. They're watching everything everyone does anyway. So how could they miss anything? But they're using it as an excuse. They're trying to say that the government and these authorities and counter-terrorism people, they've gone to sleep and they've missed this case. So now we need to ramp this up and make sure it's airtight, you see? Now the government are preparing a major civics and social coercion program to address misinformation and threats to democracy in Australia, revealing her concern about foreign interference and radicalisation of young people. In a major speech to the National Press Club, she also announced a new offensive cyber team to punch back at hackers and flagged a new national strategy on cybersecurity. We are waking from a cyber slumber, O'Neill said. Better cyber security for Australia means all businesses and citizens changing how they engage with the internet. The truth is we are unnecessarily vulnerable. And so this is all a setup as well. The Optus hacking attacks with the dark web guys on their laptops in their hoodies, attacking Medibank Private and Australia's biggest companies, taking people's information and wanting $1 million. Otherwise they're going to release blocks of information on the dark web about all of us. And so everyone fell for that hook, line and sinker when the whole thing is a psychological operation to take your rights away. That's all it is. Your information is already gone in this country. Whatever you're doing with your information is already gone in this country. They know everything. They're snooping on everything. Okay. So what do you care anyway? You know? It's unbelievable, the game they're playing here. So there's the story of the hoodie guys and the hackers on the dark web taking everybody's information, and now we've got to strengthen the cybersecurity laws. Problem, reaction, solution. It never happened. It's a psychological operation. Okay. And look what they've done on the back of that. This is all merging, and it's all Agenda 2030, and it's all merging. It's all interconnecting now. What I played from New Zealand and what you're hearing me say now, it's all interconnecting. And it's all designed to take your rights and freedoms and freedom of speech away. Asked about right-wing extremism in a Q&A session after her speech, O'Neill said the government was aiming to revise laws in response to new forms of terrorism. The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation Chief Mike Burgess last year said the agency's investigations into ideology, motivated violent extremism was nearly half its counter-terror workload, specifically citing racist and nationalist actors. We see big groups of people who are still on religious fundamentalism pathway, but now also a very large group of people who are interest, who subscribe to various forms of right-wing nationalism, and they're Nazis basically. So people who are people who are white, basically. That's who's going to be blamed here. White people. We saw this with Port Arthur. We saw it with Breivik, and many others. Oklahoma, all of these white people are the new terrorists. You see, and you're Nazis because you're white. If you're a white person and you're Christian, well, you're a terrorist. If you're a white person and you're a Christian and you have a family and children and you homeschool and you think for yourself and you like to look at your own information and read books, it's lights out for you, buddy boy. We want you in a cell. You're a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist. You're a threat, and we want you out of the picture, you see. And if you live on a property and you have solar paneling and water tanks and spotlights and fences and you know, you stick to yourself and you're quiet, oh man, you're gone. Because that is evil, and we can't have that in this country anymore. See, you're a new form. These are new forms of terrorism, and that's what they're seeing, you see. So it's gone from decades of Arabs, you know, and Osama bin Laden bringing down the towers and all of this, and then the Arabs after us. And it's you know, it's come all the way back round to the white guy and the lone wolf and thinking for himself and reading books. You're a terrorist now, see. And you're being persuaded, you're being brainwashed by online websites and social media platforms who are brainwashing you, and we need to cancel all of that out. So now they're remodeling the whole counter-terrorism thing. And this was an article also I read out on a Nightwatch podcast in New South Wales, that they're actually looking at sovereign citizens now, just everyday citizens who don't follow government and media and all that and think for themselves. They're actually labelling you as a terrorist now in New South Wales. You're actually a terrorist. They want to know what's driving them, you know. And I guess they want to re-educate people. Australia's counter-terror laws were geared around religiously motivated violence, she said, but the government is considering whether reform was needed to better capture right-wing extremism, which is going to be people who don't want the COVID jabs. Please understand this. Even if you've had one or two and you don't want any more, they're going to turn you into an extremist. If you don't want to be jabbed with the mRNA shots, even though the Pfizer and all these companies, you know, Pfizer came out and admitted they don't even stop transmission, and there is no transmission, but they basically don't work, you're now an extremist. See? You're now an extremist. So this is unbelievable. The government is now working with social media companies to address misinformation and foreign interference and strengthening our democracy through a new task force, as they say. So what they're going to do is they're going to make it like communist China, where we can't get access to information coming from the United States. It just won't show up on our internet. That's what they want to do. And then everything in this bubble on this prison island, they want to remold and reshape. So everything's what they say it is. And there's no room for any other opinion. This is communism, folks. And people can't see it. This is communism. And this is where we're going. The Home Affairs Minister, Claire O'Neill, looks completely brainwashed in this picture to me. Completely brainwashed. I mean, it's really quite worrying, to be honest. And we'll just cover a couple more that I did last night, and a couple of extras. This is the Guardian newspaper. The Guardian newspaper, and it is painful, but it is one of the worst shit papers in the world. This is, again, they're covering this Queensland shooting. Political leaders express concern over potential role of right-wing extremism. This is Gareth and Stacey Train. They're publishing YouTube videos after killing the police officers and laughing. And don't forget, Stacey Train was a former principal at a school, and she didn't want the jabs, and then she went home and turned into an extremist, and she came out firing a weapon at the police officers before they nailed her to the ground. And she's also evil because she had limited contact with family after entering a controlling relationship. And this is the YM Bella shooting. Anyway, important policy questions are arising after government and security agencies, with political leaders voicing concern around the role of extremism and conspiracy theories in this country, in the deaths, and the government considering changes to terror laws. Do people who are listening to this understand how serious this is? This is really serious shit, folks. Really serious. They are going to overhaul our terror laws, and it's going to incorporate all of this I'm talking about tonight. If you don't want the jabs, just simply because you don't want them, they're going to treat you as a potential terror suspect. I am not fucking kidding. The opposition leader Peter Dutton said Australians should be concerned at the rise of misinformation, calling for further crackdowns on internet platforms hosting such content. The spread of disinformation on the internet and the way in which that infects people's minds and changes their whole persona, their whole perspective, and causes them to commit or contributes at least to them committing extreme acts. It should be of concern to any right-thinking Australian. He said, Parliament paused on Thursday for condolence motions for police officers Matthew Arnold and Rachel McCrow. And the neighbour, Alan Dare. I thought it was a remote property. What's a neighbour doing there? Weren't they out in the middle of nowhere? Who was shot dead at the property of Nathaniel, Gareth and Stacey Train. Albanese called it an atrocity, a vicious and deadly ambush, paying tribute to the slain police officers and the neighbour who arrived to help for some reason. And so here we go. Here we go. This is really unbelievable. I really struggle to go through any more of this because it's just painful. And so they're going to come down on all of us very badly in this country when no one had anything to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Unbelievable. As more is revealed about the Wyambilla shooters, some questions why Gareth Train was not on authorities' radar. The poor young Queensland officers, they just didn't see it coming. These evil anti-vaxxers, they just jumped out of the bush with camo gear on and face paint on and just ruthlessly shot them for absolutely no reason. And now an entire movement's being blamed for it. Now they're going to take all our rights away. One moment they're walking down a driveway with puppies to talk to these people for some reason about a missing person, and the next minute these animals just jumped out of the trees and just shot them dead, commando style. They just didn't know what hit them. And all of this. And of course these evil anti-vaxxer terrorists have left this trail of videos and crumbs for the media to put out there and pick up. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They've made all these comments. Gareth has posted 12 videos online in the 6 weeks. There's your six prior to the attack, railing against police, sometimes by name. He also regularly wrote anti-government and anti police messages on other websites, often interwoven with conspiracy theories, including, of course, Port Arthur. There's some eerie similarities here that I went over on the last podcast, looking at the photos and the shots they used, how they're psychologically, in a deep way, conjuring up this Port Arthur thing to get people on side to be horrified, you know what I mean? And they actually say in the Guardian newspaper that the Port Arthur massacre was a false flag operation, according to these anti-vaxxer terrorists. Well, it was. So police visited the remote property for absolutely no reason and were fired on for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, it's deepening because they're now saying that they've been in contact with religious conspiracy theorists in the US. And they've also been linked to murdering police officers for some unknown reason. Now they're bringing in experts in extremism Because if you're in this country now and you think for yourself and you can form your own opinions and think outside the box a little bit, then you are being tied to these people on the property, the shooters. Very interesting, isn't it? Again, from the same publication, US religious conspiracy theorist linked to Queensland police killers, Gareth and Stacey Train. Unbelievable, isn't it? Australian couple behind the attack were in regular contact with a man with similar fundamentalist theology. The killers published YouTube videos after killing police officers. Stacey Train had limited contact with family after entering controlling relationship, and all of this. That's a paid for article, but they're tying these people up with a guy in the US who's got a nose ring in his nose and a beanie on. Really interesting, isn't it, folks? But make no mistake, they want to, as I said, change the terror laws in this country, like they've done on the back of 9/11 and these things. And they're bad enough in this country after 9/11 and what John Howard did after that. They signed in these terror laws, they signed in stuff behind the backs of the Australian people that even the Americans wouldn't touch. Horrifying stuff that most Australians aren't even aware of. Look what they did to us in the last couple of years. That's only a taste. They can lock this prison island down whenever they want, mate. And they want to strengthen. They want to, basically what they're saying they're going to do is they're going to change the terror laws. And they're going to pen into that that anybody who has anti-vaccination beliefs, anybody who questions the government or the lockdowns or the last couple of years, anybody who doesn't like government and doesn't want to vote and doesn't believe in government or these police forces and all of this that I've been talking about, any of this, they want to ride into these new laws, terror laws, that you are now an extremist and a possible threat. And this is Minority Report stuff. They're going to start profiling people as well. They're going to be into all of our accounts and websites and everything that we're doing. And yes, this shows that they're absolutely, utterly desperate. And they can't stand that the truth movement is good. It is unique. It is of natural law. It is of God. It is the truth, and it is an open display of people wanting their country and their lives back. They can't stand it. They can't stand how quickly it's growing and how much information is going out. So these fucking rats and their scum pals in the media, they're going to make up all this kind of stuff to demonize everybody in this movement and bring in these and change these laws. This is going to be a very, very bad change for anybody who cares about life and liberty and love and freedom and honor and community and being free to voice your concerns and your opinions and to read your own books and have your own opinions in this country and just be an individual. This is very scary times for that, because that's gonna go. You're gonna be now labeled a terrorist. Well, if you don't do what they say, if you don't think how they want you to think, and you don't watch their media and read their papers, and you don't do what you're told to do, you're now going to be considered a threat, a terrorist threat, and a fundamentalist extremist in this country, and that you could commit some violent event or act. So they're going to be profiling everybody. And this is the system we're up against, and this is what we have to deal with. And it is unbelievable times. But make no mistake, this Queensland event is exactly about that. That's what it's about. That's 100% what it's about. It's not even about these police. The media don't even care. That's only a small percentage of what they're talking about. What they're talking about, the big picture here, is taking away our freedom of speech, our right to form and have our own opinions and have a conversation and live our lives the way that we see fit and raise our families how we want and believe what we want to. That's not going to fit in to Agenda 2030 in this country anymore. So this is where they're going to start clamping down. So expect this to intensify in 2023. And as most Australians sit on their hands like stupid, dumb fucking zombies, this is what's happening. And once this comes into play and these laws change and they get this through, man, we're in for really tough times in this country, man. And they're going to start scaring people. They're going to start trying to scare people away from doing anything. Doing podcasts or having websites or blogs or having a YouTube channel or a Telegram channel or just connecting with community and having conversations and voicing their concerns and their opinions. They want you gone. You're now a terrorist group. But the real terrorists are the governments and the police forces and all these people behind it. They're the terrorists, not us. They are. They're the ones causing all of this. It's unbelievable when you think about it like that, isn't it? The pharmaceutical corporations are the terrorists. They're killing and maiming millions, millions, hundreds of millions of people and children and babies. People are bleeding to death. People are dying off and getting sick after those jabs. So that makes these pharmaceutical corporations like Pfizer terrorists. So it really is sick times. Everything is inverted. And we're running out of time, folks. It's coming down to the wire. Things are going to get real serious in 2023, I guarantee it. This is the year that they're going to go for the throat. This is where they want to pin us down and put you in a chokehold and get you to submit and do what they tell you to do. And they don't want any truth of movement in this country. They don't want anybody in this movement. They don't want any more protests. They don't want any of this. They want this cancelled out quickly. And this event ties into that exactly. And so look for many, many events like this and many situations here where the media are going to pull at the heartstrings of the Australian public to gain sympathy for this event, which is staged, and to demonise an entire movement of people that have done nothing wrong except think for themselves. That's all they've done. That's all they've done. And this, now, in this country, is considered a crime. And that's where they're going. Who knows how much longer I'll be able to even do this in this country? Because once the Australian people sit on their hands long enough and they allow these demons to take full control, it's going to get so bad here. None of us will be able to do this anymore. And most Australians won't fucking care. Long as they've got their sports and their fucking TVs and their Rupert Murdoch papers and their bullshit they love it. Don't ask me why. Just it's Stockholm Syndrome on steroids. But watch for this event. It's the biggest event that I can recall in recent memory. This is a huge event. You know, this is the biggest event since Port Arthur. This is not about just disarming people like Port Arthur was. You know, Port Arthur disarmed the Australian people. As I said, they don't even want you to have a butter knife. Port Arthur disarmed the Australian people. Now they've got us in limbo like a bowling pin ready to be knocked over. Now they're going in for the throat. They're going in for the kill now. This is where they turn you into a terrorist because you think for yourself. And you can face possible prison time. They're going to criminalize anybody who thinks outside the box. And that's coming because the Australian people sat on their hands over all these years because they had the good life and now their lives are fucking gone. So, buckle up, folks. There's not much time left. And I think things are going to change very radically. Now, I'm not pushing fear. I'm just telling you the truth. They're going for the throat now, and this proves it. What we heard in New Zealand proves it. Everyday citizens, everyday people, mums and dads, people who are just doing their own thing and have their own opinions, you're now a terrorist. If this is the kind of communist, dystopian, nightmarish culture that people want to live in, then so be it. I guess we're all going to get dragged down the toilet hole. But, I'm not going to change my ways. I'm always going to speak the truth and stay true, no matter what happens. It's them. They are the ones doing all of this. And it's really disgusting. And I hope people see the media in a new light now. I really do, after what they have done now. This is atrocious. And as I said, all these poor people that are suffering, not only all over the world, but in this country after those shots, their lives have been ruined. Ruined. Someone even put up a post on Telegram today. Dr. Karen Phelps. Okay. As a lesbian, Dr. Karen Phelps. She's revealing devastating COVID vaccine injury. Says doctors have been silenced. This is from news.com.au. Dr. Karen Phelps. Dr. Karen Phelps has broken her silence about a devastating COVID vaccine injury, slamming regulators for censoring public discussion with threats to doctors. So it's not just the truth movement. It's if you're a doctor and you're seeing all these injuries and you try to say something, they come down and they threaten you as well. This is what they're doing. This woman, Karen Phelps, is a former federal MP, Dr. Phelps. She was spearheading these jabs onto everybody. She was pushing them. She was doing advertisements. She was pushing these jabs on everybody. Push, push, push. Okay, so I don't give a fucking shit about this woman. Okay, I don't care. I'm just reading you the article. She pushed it on steroids onto the Australian people. She championed these jabs, right? And she and her partner suffered serious and ongoing injuries after getting the COVID vaccines. While suggesting the true rate of adverse events is far higher than acknowledged due to underreporting and threats to medical regulators, you see. So how many people are suffering? And I just want to bring in a point. We're supposed to feel sorry for the Australian police forces, for Queensland police, for these rookies up there because they supposedly got shot. How many people died because of what they did during the lockdowns that they enforced? How many people died of suicide and all sorts of reasons that we don't know about? And after getting the jabs, like these police forces, what they did to people, how many people died under their reign of terror? And we're supposed to feel sorry for them, you know, and that's another point I wanted to make. In an explosive submission to Parliament's long COVID inquiry, the former Australian Medical Association president has broken her silence about the devastating experience, emerging as the most prominent public health figure in the country to speak up about the taboo subject. This is an issue that I have witnessed firsthand with my wife, who suffered a severe neurological reaction to her first Pfizer vaccine within minutes, including burning of the face and gums, numb hands and feet while under observation by myself, another doctor and a registered nurse at the time of the injections also suffered very terrible conditions, I think she's saying here. I continue to observe my devastating effects. A year and a half later, with the addition of fatigue and additional neurological symptoms, including severe pain, an altered sense of smell, visual disturbances, and you know, muscular and skeletal inflammation and all of this, I guess, musculoskeletal inflammation. And this has all been confirmed by several specialists that it was from the jabs. And so that's Dr. Karen Phelps. There you go. They're being injured by these jabs, you know. So these people are screaming, you know, out now, and it's only going to get worse and more intense as these murderers in the government and try to cover it all up. And now they're blaming people who don't want these things in their body. They're turning them into cop killers and terrorists and domestic terrorists. Isn't it unbelievable, folks? With everything that we know now about these jabs, with everything that we know, how dangerous they are, and now they're just maiming and killing so many people all over the world. It's all coming out now. It's all the skeletons are coming out of the closet. And just because some of us out there in the community, most people got them, just because some of us don't want them, we're now being tied to these conspiracy theorists, cop killers at Wyambilla. And now we're all murderers and potential terror threats. And they're going to change the terror laws to strengthen them and take away all our rights and freedom of speech. When these things are dangerous. So it shows you who we're dealing with here and how demonic and demented and disgusting this system is, and that they're answering to overseas forces anyway, outside forces, if you will. Unbelievable. Anyway, enjoy the podcast today with Jason. There'll be plenty more coming up. As I said, as long as I have a tongue and there's no black fans pulling up when I'm walking on the street in the day, putting a sack over my head and taking me away forever. Because, you know, it's unbelievable. I'll continue to chat away here. So get on the crazfiles.com and try and sign up for a membership. It's just $5 if you can. Helps me greatly to continue here and keep me yapping away. Keep the podcast going, the website up and protect it. It's very heavy, so the hosting costs are quite large in US dollars for me. So members help me to keep all that going. And I can't continue without some support. So, crazfiles.com, folks. Enjoy the podcast with Jason.
All right, we're plugged in and ready to rock and roll. It's the Kraz Files podcast with Tuesday the 20th, December 2022. The one and only Jason Woodforth is plugging in with me today for our chat. We don't have any designated times with Jason. We just plug in whenever we find 2 seconds spare. And I can grab him, and he's here now because he's all over the place, and I'm all over the place, and I'm doing this. We're just doing what we can, and we plug in whenever we can, because there's always so much to talk about. Even though we're heading right till the end of this year, you would think that things would calm down a little bit, but no, we've got all sorts of things happening. And so I've been covering it. I was away just last weekend, covering on the Night Watch podcast last night, the shootings in Queensland with the cops. I'm sure Jason's got a mouthful there. And always plenty to cover. Jason's just out of Brisbane in sunny Queensland. And it's always good to have Jason on the podcast. Everything's up on crazfiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z. That's the website. Plenty going up, lots to look at. Contact me through the website. We're over on Telegram. Everything's interlinked, you know, connected to that website now. And I do have a members base. So if you would like to help me to continue into the next year, that would be great, because I can't do it without some kind of support. I've got no hope. It's just a cup of coffee a month, $5. Really does help me to continue here, keep that big website up and running. Otherwise, I just can't continue. So great to have you on, buddy. What's happening on your end? I'm out and about, a bit noisy and stuff here, but I'm sure we've got enough to cover today, as always. Well, what's on your agenda? I'm assuming the cop killers, eh, and the evil anti-vaxxers.
That's it. Well, let me start off with what I mentioned on the previous episode, where should we actually call this "We Are Still Here and It's Not Going Away"? This is episode 57, because I jokingly said last one was episode 56, because 56 equals coronavirus in gematria. So, people, we are still here and it's not going away. We'll be talking about this sort of shit in another 12 months, and 12 months after that, these evil elites aren't stopping anytime soon. You don't think they're not in control, they've lost control. They're in control. They know what to do. They've got the technology. They could press a button at any stage and just zap us all. So, yeah, just when you think we're ahead of the game, we're not. We can all together as a collective, and I'm waiting for that day. But I think, unfortunately, Adam, it's going to take a shitload of these people who are jabbed, falling dead in the streets, one after the other, thousands per day, for people to go, hang on a second, what's going on? And then we might get enough uprising and we can defeat this evil machine. That was a bit of I went off on a bit of a tangent there, but that's the facts there. But let's get back to this this police shooting. It just stinks of a false flag. It just stinks of a setup. Nothing makes sense about the story. The first shooting was at 4:40. What's 44? It's kill in gematria. There was flowers. What happens with false flags is always flowers. Now, I think the big thing they've been pressing on here is the crazy anti-vaxxers, the conspiracy theorists. And even this morning, a week and a bit, is I'll just read this from the article. The Ian Levers from the Queensland Police Union has said, I've approached the Queensland government for the QPU to buy the property, and we thank the Premier. I appreciate the government being this supportive and encouraging of our proposal. Now, before I go on to the next bit, when have you gone to buy a property, Adam, that you've gone to the government to seek permission? The union has nothing to do with the government. The CFMEU, no matter which union you pick, it's got nothing to do with the government. Why is this union going to the government to ask for permission to buy it? That makes no sense to start with. And let to be put that in the news. But then let me go on. The QPU would never want to see this land fall into the hands of any other anti-vaxxer, pro-gun conspiracy theorists, sovereign citizens, and that's an interesting one, sovereign citizens who may seek to utilize the reputation of this site to promote their own dangerous and warped views. And that is why the QPI has an obligation to safeguard this property to protect the memories of the police who gave their lives. You know what? You coppers, you fuckers, if you're still a cop, you're a fucker. I tell you why. Because you enforced the mandates, which weren't law, that cost more lives than just these two fucking coppers, if they even are fucking dead. You cops are the problem. Jeez, I've started ranting earlier here, Adam. But you cops are the problem. You are just the absolute problem. Say it to yourself fucking 10 times a night before you go to bed, and then wake up in the morning one time and just give yourself a fucking uppercut and go, I'm not doing this job anymore.
That's right. We're not the problem, mate. We're not
the problem. The problem are the cops. The cops.
Problem. They're trying to make orders. Personal views and opinions. Isn't that allowed in a democratic society?
Nope.
Cops are the problems. Not. They're the ones who are the problems, not us.
Absolutely. You cops. You're a cop listening to this, you are the problem. You have got the guns because they took them off us from fucking Port Arthur Massacre, which was set up by the Australian Federal Police. Martin Bryant equals 201 in gematria. What's Event 201? Event 201 is the bullshit pandemic simulation they did, plandemic situation, they did 56 days before the first outbreak of coronavirus. Right? What's fucking Bill Gates' name in gematria? 201. Jorge Mario Bergoglio, the Pope's name, 201. Where's he sleep? Sweet 201. People, this is a fucking game, and you cops wake the motherfuck up. All right, I'm going to try and not rant anymore, man. But you know what? People, anyone that's got a problem with swearing, understand that's passion. That's passion. That's the passion for truth, for justice. Yeah?
Oh, man. That's right. Yeah, I've been covering it for a few nights now, just as things break. None of it makes any sense.
No.
At all.
Adam, dressed in camo gear. But hang on, for them who've got shot and had all the weaponry they had, and there was only four cops, right, and I don't know how many cops went back the next time, the SWAT vehicle had all these bullet holes in them, and it makes no sense the SWAT vehicle would go to where it was. Parked right next to the house. That just made no sense because these guys had good weaponry. Now to flush them out with the burning the grass, that made no sense because they gave themselves openness to be able to be shot to go and lit so many fires. Like they just got one fire. There was fires in different locations. So that makes no sense. None of it makes sense. But the very next day, or even if it was the next day, they came out with this whole gun control piece. And this whole anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists, sovereign citizens. Adam, the fact they use the word sovereign citizens, that's never been used before. But us truth seekers who know the truth is that we are sovereign. Actually, there's something that you don't want to be sovereign. I can't remember what it was, but you don't want to be sovereign. You're just you, right? But for them to bring that into the narrative, very, very interesting.
They are doing that now. They did it almost immediately.
Yeah. It hasn't stopped. Adam, 7 days on with this. Sorry to cut you off. Tomorrow, we've got a funeral for them that's being live streamed on Channel 9.
That's right.
I mean, this is unprecedented. Like, I know it's two cops and, like, you never want to go to work and die, and we don't even know if they are dead. I want to see bodies, right? Because this story doesn't make sense. But more people died from suicide because of coronavirus lockdowns than these two fucking coppers who enforced those fucking lockdowns and made people kill themselves and wreck businesses and wreck marriages, wreck families. So I've got no sympathy. But, you know, and someone... Oh, someone knows the true story about all this, because apparently there was meant to be a gas line going through there, and they were blocking the ability for that gas line to go through, and so that's why they bunkered down, got the guns and whatnot. No. It's just all making no sense, and we're never going to find out the truth. And whilst it stays in the media, you know it's a false flag. The longer things stay in the media, the more they are false flags. With flowers, it's false flags. There was flowers. It's staying in the media. Nothing makes sense. It goes on and on and on. It sounds, smells, and is a false flag for something.
Yeah, that's right. I was just trying to cover it each night. It's only fairly new. But why did the police go out there looking for a missing person? And why were these brothers all set up in camo gear to just suddenly open fire on them? Even the guy's wife, who used to be a former principal at a school, came out like Butch Cassidy style and just started opening fire on them. And then they got pictures in the thing, you know, of the cop holding puppy dogs and all of this, you know. But, you know, it was just how fast they went after the anti-vax movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, the guy's wife, Gareth, was a teacher, and she quit her job because of the vaccine mandates. So now they're demonizing them. And it's unbelievable. The reasons they give you in all the papers is that they live on a rural property. They have solar panels, water tanks, spotlights and fencing on their property. That's what the media says, because people live on a property, you know, and they have fencing and stuff and water tanks and this kind of thing. So it's absolutely crazy, and the timing of it as well, that it's happened is ridiculous. And the demonization of an entire movement of people just simply because they don't want these mRNA shots is unbelievable. And of course, they've targeted some of the big Telegram groups, and they've gone in, these spooks, cops, whoever they are, they've gone into these groups, they've made comments, threatening comments, screenshotted those comments, deleted them, and then fed them to their pals in the media. So the media are all, they are the lowest of the low. Absolutely 110%. Yeah. But and then now, of course, you said we're looking at fracking, and we're looking at gas pipelines wanting to go through that area. That's another kind of that's popped up, but we don't really know exactly. We're not sure. There could have been a cover-up. I was reading through last night where the gas companies now are using kind of ex-military sort of as security or something, where they're going around these towns to intimidate people and stuff like that, because they want these, you know, this lands and stuff like that. So there's lots here, but it was just how quick they went after the anti-vaccination or the freedom movement, and they went after them immediately.
Yeah, it was huge, man.
So there's complications rising with this. They're wanting strict laws in place, and they're wanting more powers of the police and all of this on the back of this.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, you are dropping in and out in just that last 30 seconds. Right?
Very quick. Well, I'll move on.
Yeah, Adam, you're just dropping in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, got you now, mate.
Hear me now?
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, anyway, I don't know if that recorded, but I was just talking about how quickly the media went on the hunt to demonize the freedom movement.
Yeah.
It was really fast after the shooting. They didn't seem to care about it. They were milking it. And, you know, why should Australians even care about this case anyway? You know, after what police did to people during the lockdowns in this country, you know. So I don't think many of us really care. And they're trying to make it out like you're an extremist terrorist. So, you know, this is 100%.
Yeah. Well, Adam, I'm going to be interested to see tomorrow because they've got all these live sites for this this funeral, including the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, where they think they're going to be getting 8,000 people. You know, the only right way they'll get 8,000 people is if they actually buy 8,000 people lunch, because I don't know anyone that's going to go other than maybe cops and maybe cops' families. I mean, that's it. I mean, the general Joe public, they ain't going. They've got a life to live. They've got to get on with their lives. Yes, two lives have been lost, if the two lives have actually been lost. It is sad, but sad is what they did to us with COVID, and a lot more went wrong and bad with COVID and the bullshit. Because remember, we're still seeing apparently up to 10,000 cases a week here in Queensland. Okay, so so we shut businesses down because there was one case in Queensland one time. Another time it was three cases we shut down on. And another time we just shut down just to flatten the curve before, just to get ahead of things. And now we've got 10,000 cases, we're not shutting down. You cops, the problem. I've got no sympathy. Yes, cops, I need you if there's an emergency situation, but COVID was not an emergency situation. And so many things you do is not because of an emergency situation. You do them because you're order followers. This isn't meant to be a thing on cops, this fucking episode, but the bottom line is you guys are the problem. You guys and girls of the force are the problem. And sadly, some conceived and got out, but the ones left, and the ones that, especially Melbourne City, Melbourne the worst, those cops, they just went to town, dictated to them, told them what to do, and they went to town on those orders. I mean, fellow human, get fucked, you arsehole. Seriously, what the fuck are you doing, you cops? And you haven't stopped. You know, and this goes back to the time that the cop was killed on the side of the road here at just kilometres from me. And you read the story and you go, this story just makes no sense. Is this cop actually dead? I don't know. But the story is all over the place. And the biggest thing about is they found the car at 1:30 p.m. and it was about the third or fourth paragraph of the story. And by the time you get down to the bottom of the story, they ask, and I've said this like two or three times in this podcast, is you get down to the bottom and they go, oh, and if you see the find the car, please let Crime Stoppers know. What shit are you writing? Did three or four different people write the frigging thing? Like, nothing makes sense. And when it doesn't make sense, people, it's a false play. Now, Adam, I want to digress for a second, but it's a segue. The spinach story. Apparently, there's hallucinogenic spinach going around. Okay. No. I want to see bodies. I want to see names. I want to see people. I want to see them en masse. I want to see them in the hospital beds. And the only person we've seen, and my daughter-in-law just told me about it, was an Asian lady on TV who could barely speak English that apparently was telling us how bad she was, how sick she was. Now, hallucinogenic. If I made you hallucinogenic, Adam, would you need to go to the hospital? Would you be sick? No. You'd be hallucinating. That's all you've been doing. You've been hallucinating. Like you're on fucking weed. That's all. You hallucinate on weed. You don't go to the fucking doctors, do you? You don't go to the hospital. So, see, that doesn't make any sense, people. Now, the fact, and I tell you what, here's the classic. Let me tell you this. Okay, let me go through these screenshots. So all the numbers always speak about, like, 33s and whatnot. So this story had Melanie, 33, was diagnosed, et cetera, et cetera. Her son, Eli, 22. 33 and 22, you're shitting me. On the same day, Coles recalled 11, right? Then the next same day, New South Wales Health says 88 people. 11 people have reported being made sick. Everything, 88, 11, 66, 33, 22, 11. Are you shitting me? But here's one for the kicker for the spinach. Almost 100 people across Australia are sick from eating the vegetable from Riviera Farms, with at least 33 in New South Wales requiring medical attention. I mean, the whole thing makes no sense. These farms, what all of a sudden, would have them make a spinach hallucinogenic. These people are making food, growing crops for decades, if not centuries. There's no hallucinogenic. It's just fucking a beat-up bullshit story to take food off the shelves. That's all it is.
Just distractions and psyops absolutely everywhere in December 2022, mate.
And it is weird. Sorry, man. And it says weird symptoms likely as hallucinogenic spinach is consumed. Weird symptoms. Oh, come on, it's just look at the headlines. Come on, people, and read. Sorry to say, don't just look at the headlines. Look at the headline. And go really, and then read the story. And the story just makes no sense. It's bullshit. You see the fucking Asian lady on TV just going, "Is that all you can grab? Is an Asian lady that couldn't speak English?" Ah, oh, come on, people.
Or maybe Popeye was tripping. but yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? Like when you just the other morning with the big World Cup in Qatar, Argentina and France final. What's the score? 3-3.
3-3. I mean, that's hilarious.
33. There's your 33 in the World Cup final. So the whole world's a stage. Voice, the whole world is a stage and everyone's an actor on it. And when you see things like that, you know it's all fake, the whole thing. It's designed to come to that that end, you know, the 3-3. It's incredible. But, you know, this is a big case, the shooting one, very similar sort of themes they've brought in Port Arthur. It's very interesting to me, Jason, this and where they're going to take this. Because New Zealand have just done this recently as well. They want people to dob in extremists. They're saying that you're an extremist now if you're just like us and we just, you know, do podcasting or we're interested in, or we think for ourselves and we think outside the box and we form our own opinions and we have our own lives. They want us all under complete, total, and absolute and utter control. They're doing that in New Zealand and they look like they're going to move in here as well with this, which is very interesting. And I've been going through all the media, you know, of this, and it's all about extremism. You know what I mean? It's not so much about what they did or who they are. It's mostly about extremism, which is really interesting to me. And I'm sure you've been seeing this as well. And now they're looking at their, the authorities are now looking very closely at their online activity and conspiracy theories and sovereign citizen websites as part of the investigation. And I don't have it in front of me, but I was looking last night in Queensland. They're looking at strengthening on the back of this, the anti-terrorism laws and all of that and police powers and stuff. You know, so this is getting very out of hand. I think as things speed up and more people wake up and their whole narrative falls to pieces, because who cares if these guys had anti-vaccination views? We already know that the COVID jabs are toxic. The pharmaceutical corporations have just come out to the planet and told everybody that they don't stop transmission. There is no transmission because there is no virus, I know. I'm just bringing that in. They're telling you that they don't work. They don't stop transmission. So why would anyone want them anyway? And it's just amazing how the media, the media are, you know, I was reading from the big US websites as well. They're onto this as well. And it's all coming from the Australian Murdoch media, the Telegraph, the Herald Sun, the Courier Mail. They're just, it's 20% or 15% the actual killing of the cops. And kind of, you know, milking that story. But, you know, the rest of it is all about going after and demonizing anyone with their own views and opinions. And if they don't want the jabs. And, of course, I said that, you know, of course, this woman's a terrorist and she's a cop killer because she quit her teaching job because she didn't want to get vaccinated. So we've got so many situations here, whether there was some kind of cover-up at that site, whether something happened with the property and they were trying to expel them or take their property, or the whole thing is just completely made up and no one died and they're all just actors and the whole thing is, but there's a lot of different things, and as you said, we'll never get to the bottom of this, but it is intensifying as they go after people in the truth movement to bring them down. And so they're going after the biggest chats on Telegram probably some of the biggest chats in the country that you can get by planting information in there, by getting people to go in there and write threatening comments and screenshot them and feed them to the media. So unbelievable times. And it shows you really how desperate they're getting. Now, yeah. Mate, they're really getting desperate and ugly. And we said this. It's an information war. We're winning. They can't stand it. The media are irrelevant. No one gives a shit about them anymore. All the rats are jumping off ship. They're a bunch of scum. No one cares about the Australian mainstream media or their newspapers or their TV shows or their news channels anymore. They're struggling to find anyone to fucking watch their crap. And they can't stand that the truth movement is growing so fast. So this is what they're going to do. But they hadn't even put any plans into this. You know, it's all choppy and all over the place. And when I look at it, I can see a classic psychological operation, a classic false flag. Heck yeah.
To your points that you've just
what they're going to do here, you know?
Yeah, to your points you just brought up. Now they're saying that it could be a fracking issue, but they're bringing up the anti-vaxxers. Well, which one is it? Because if it's the fracking issue where they're protecting their property from being sold or being taken, why bring up the anti-vaxxer? Why don't you just bring up the anti-fracker? You know, just nothing makes sense.
It seems like it's multifaceted, you know? Yeah. Like with these kinds of events, they can do a lot of things and take a lot of people out. But, you know, looking at what they want to do and looking at how they've attacked an entire movement of people, the media are calling anti-vaxxers cop killers. It's absolutely insane. What does this event in Queensland have to do with an entire community all over the country that has nothing to do with that? They're demonizing an entire movement of people based on this one staged event. Everybody in that movement. And they're going from the top and they want to go all the way down and they want to start probably doing all sorts of things to shut people up before their next big event. What is it, 2025? They're saying they're going to have some big, what did Bill Gates say? The next big flu, the next big outbreak is going to make COVID look like Sesame Street.
Yeah. With a grin. Remember, here with a smile and a grin.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, that they're planning some kind. They've already had the events. They've already had the drills.
2017.
They've actually done new drills. They've actually done new drills for an event in 2025 where there's going to be a catastrophic event. Contagion. And is this going to be the effects of people who took the jabs? Or are they going to turn something on to make people sick, some kind of pulsing of people? I don't know. Are they going to make people sick deliberately and it's going to be blamed on another event? I don't know. But obviously, whatever's coming, they obviously want to take people out. They want this truth movement. They want this gone. And they don't want people having these discussions anymore. Because you're now a terrorist. You're a cop killer. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're dangerous. You're a domestic terrorist. And you're a threat to national security because of an event in Queensland that was staged and no one had anything to do with. So there you go. It's amazing. Problem, reaction, solution. It's a real funny case, and I think they're going to go for our throats here, especially in Queensland. You need to really watch that, mate, up there, because, as I said, they're talking right now about strengthening all these draconian laws again. I always said this, they're going to try and make it a criminal offence for us to even have our own opinions, and that's where they're going, you know? That's where they're going. Spooks.
You know, they use all these things to take freedoms away. And when they take a freedom away, you don't get it back. Look at the freedoms taken away with traveling from 9/11. Now, they're going to strengthen these. Look at the freedom taken away from Port Arthur.
Yeah.
You're not getting things back. And if you think, well, that's a good thing, well, you're a retard. And you're probably not a person listening to this this podcast because you're not a retard if you listen to Adam's work. All right, you've got it. But this is the problem. We've got too many retards out there just going, it's okay, it's okay. I mean, today, Adam, still here in Queensland, sunny, bright, warm Queensland. We've got that many mask wearers. It is beyond belief. It's still probably only 1%, but to see you don't fail to see a person in a mask every time you go out. And I'm not talking just one. I'll see 10, 20, 30, 40, depending on how long I'm out. I will definitely see them. And I went to the chemist today, not that I was getting something for me, because and the reason why I say that is because I do everything right, and I very rarely have to go to a chemist. And I don't go to a chemist unless there's something really gone wrong with me, which is very rare, because I look after myself, which the government told you nothing to do through COVID. They just shut everything down, and they shut the gyms down, which was the best thing for your mental health and your immune system, is to get fit and healthy. But anyway, I digress, and I've lost my point. But yeah, look, if they strengthen these laws, these gun laws, this will be very interesting. The good thing about it, in Australia, there's 3 million odd gun owners, and there's only about 100,000 police. So that's a good number versus the cops. So they're outnumbered there. But what they do is, remember, the cops are bullies, thugs, and they hunt in packs. So they'll just go one by one, house by house with guns, and a pack of them, like 15, 20, turn up. And what can you do? Guns blazing is about the only thing you could do. But then they'd be locked in the safe, so you'd be screwed anyway. Oh, man, I tell you, interesting times. Adam, you know, is it all doom and gloom? Look, I'm not seeing too much greatness out there because, I'll go back to, catastrophic contagion was the event they just ran, I think it was in August or October this year, with Billy Bob Gates, or Kill Gates, as someone refers him to. And that was actually a simulation. The kids get attacked with this next one. Now, see, we thought they were coming for the kids in year one, late in year one of COVID. But maybe, as per the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympic Games in London, where the kids were in the second wave, maybe that second wave is 2025, where it attacks the kids. Maybe it's next year. But when they start attacking the kids, look to see if the kids have been vaccinated, or look to see if they put some 5G into the schools and blast them with it to make them not well. But stand back, take a step, take a moment to breathe, and just go, right, okay, what have they done? What have they done? And then act accordingly, because there's no viruses out there. And if there is a virus out there, or they spray it with something, that's just a chemical exposure that's going to just, like, knock us. Okay, simple as that. There's that movie, I can't remember what it is, but it starts with a plane going low over the houses, throwing out some black fume of chemical substance. That's not going to go from one person to another. That's just going to attack you, and you're screwed. It's kind of like that guy that got attacked with the electricity bolt on the platform of the train station. Now, that looks pretty real, Adam. The way the people reacted around it. So have they got that technology, which I'm sure they have, and they isolated one person and killed him with that through 5G or through what? I don't know. But, oh, man, we're still here, and this is not going away. We're talking about shit that is happening right now.
Oh, you mean the video where you see a guy thinking that's a strike?
Yeah.
And he possibly threw his phone, and it just knocks him back.
Yeah, well, it looks like it killed him.
So we're wondering if our phones are real. So we're wondering if the phones are actually a weapon. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, there were so many people jabbed, billions of people jabbed. You know, what can they turn on possibly in the next few years? If they've got something ready to turn on and pulse at people, you just don't know. The enemy is within them, you know. Forget microchips, you know. Billions of people just got injected with something. Now, what is it? What's in people? And all these millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people who still say, I feel okay. What can they target you with in the coming years, or whenever they're ready to do this event to make you suddenly fall very, very sick? Easy to blame on another pandemic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's really crazy times. And it's just interesting how they've gone after the truth movement now, which is becoming so overwhelming for them. It's like a million spot fires. They can't put it out, so they need to shut everybody down before this next event. I'm guessing they want to shut people up. Because information is getting fed out there very quickly to people, you know?
They've done it in the middle of nowhere. And, look, everything's normally by design, and they know where they're going to do the event. And the event in Gematria, that name will coincide with something else. But I did put in the Gematria calculator, and it didn't have anything like, wow, look at that sort of number. So that was interesting that it didn't have that. I will just redo it just to see whether or not I can Just get that gematria number, but it wasn't mind-blowing. God, look at that number! Yeah. Not like NASA, which equals 666. So does computer. NASA 666, all written out in full, people. NASA 666 is a con. There is no space. There is no satellites. The rockets they launch look like giant penises, just mockery after mockery. The fact that they can reverse the rockets down onto a pad that's in the ocean is just CGI. The rockets never go into space. They go sideways. They take off and go sideways. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. Do you ever see the rockets coming back in? No, you don't. You just see the splash landing. Why do you not see so much stuff? It's because it's just fake as fuck. Yeah. Hang on. I've got to get that thing up, man.
I'll just get the word Imla.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and by the way, just this is a segue. Elon Musk's mum, I've got a picture of her here with dressed up kind of like Katy Perry style sort of thing, and two pictures of her, one with her eye, one eye she's got looking through her thumb and forefinger with the 666 for the other three fingers, looking through the eye of that, and the other one covering up one eye. I mean, Elon Musk is a part of this, people. He is – actually, I don't even know if he's real. I think he's a clone or just – I don't know what he is. You look at him and just go, is that guy even real? Is he actually a real human? But Elon Musk's mum, totally in on it. Once you see the cover-up of one eye, they're in on it.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they don't hide their numbers.
No.
As I said, with the World Cup, you know. The biggest sporting event on earth, 33. How do you get to that number? It's absolutely insane. Yeah, I know they don't hide it, do they? Oh, well, Elon Musk is our savior, Jason, so you've got that wrong. He's saving Twitter, you know. I actually got blocked from Twitter for, I don't know what I did wrong.
Sorry. yeah, so Wyambilla, which is where the shooting was.
Oh, yeah, Wyambilla. Yeah.
Wyambilla, it actually does. Sorry, I missed this one. I must have misspelled it when I first did it. It's got 66. Reverse reduction, 66. 66. There you go. It has been beautifully picked. Beautifully picked. And I'm sure you get Zach Hubbard on the case and you'll work out what the 87, the 42, and the 183 are all connected to. There is like 20-odd, 30-odd ciphers. The main two are the ordinal and reduction, which Manly P. Hall speaks about in his book, The Secret Teaching of All Ages. He was a 33-degree Freemasonry. And then you work out there's actually different ciphers. And they use these ciphers to be able to get the right numbers, okay, because it's all about getting the numbers. But, you know, Zach, just – oh, sorry, Zach. Buddy, Adam, just on the World Cup and just general sports and being rigged, the only thing I struggle with, because I've played high-level sport – and I've been with not the highest of level, but I've been with coaches who've been at the very highest of level. And nothing's ever spoken about. It's like it's really about winning. And when you look at some of these tries and these goals and, you know, be it hockey, be it just any sport, some of them are just so freakish. Just how can you predict that and make that happen? I mean, like, okay, guys, we need to score in the 36th minute and you're going to have to kick the ball out of the you know, most amazing spot. And it's done. I actually just think this is the world's been spoken into existence, as the Kabbalah say, and that like you and me right now were meant to be speaking. You know, one of the goals was kicked from head high was down to score that goal. I'm just thinking that was just always meant to happen, and he's just part of the game, which he has no idea that he's part in this simulation. I just don't know, because some of these goals and these gridironed matches, or the tries, they're just so freakish. You just couldn't say, guys, I need to score on the 36th minute with this freakish try and make it happen. I mean, I'm not buying that it's all scripted. I'm certainly buying that it was meant to happen. That's the only thing I can kind of buy, because I've been in sport and seriously, to take some freakish catches. If you ask me to do it again, I say, well, maybe I could, but that was a fucking freakish catch I just took. So I don't know. But certainly the 33.
Well, they're very good at what they do.
100%. That is very true. And look,
they're absolute professionals.
Yeah. And the level of sport I played at, like someone would say, can you hit the ball here? And you'd go and hit the ball there. Can you throw the ball here? You go throw the ball there. But just amazing. And I just lost my spot on that one. I was going to say, damn it. But the 33, regardless, is telling whether it's orchestrated or not. Just amazing. But you know what? You know the funny thing about soccer is you've gone to the pinnacle of soccer. You've got to. Oh, sorry. I was going to say Zach Hubbard predicted that it would be Argentina versus France in the final. Argentina winning. He predicted that before the tournament took off. You know, just amazing. It's by the numbers.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. He even predicted Tiger Woods when he won, from 10 years ago, his first Grand Slam ever. He predicted that as well. Just amazing. And other things he's predicted was the Queen wouldn't live past 96. The King wouldn't make past 99. I'm not too sure if he predicted the Prince, as in singer Prince, but he died on 4/21, April 21. And 33 years earlier, he produced that song, I Would Die For You. But what's for you? Four is obviously April. What's you? The 21st letter in the alphabet. And he happens to die on 4/21. This is just unbelievable, just how this whole system works, this simulation, this game, whatever we're in. Amazing.
But we live in a very interesting world, Jason, indeed, where everything is not what it seems, and everything seems very inverted, and everything seems to be by these numbers, and everything seems to be happening for a reason, as you said, and it's coming to these conclusions. So it's a really fascinating thing. So with the Queensland thing, we'll just keep our eyes on that. We have to keep our eyes on this. But I would say to people, look, they're shooting themselves in the feet. They're desperate. They're lashing out. They're trying to cling to power, and they're trying to claw us all back into the mud of fear. It's like a quicksand of fear. That's what they're doing. As this people are waking up, it's creating a higher consciousness level, you know, like a vibrational field. People, humanity is waking up here. There's a lot of positive things happening, and they're trying to keep us bogged down. They don't make sense, and then too quickly they're going after a whole movement of people, which hopefully makes a lot of people suspicious, because this whole thing stinks. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Anything you want to plug out with today?
No, mate. Just people be prepared for whatever. Be prepared months ahead. Still live your life, but just keep an eye on what they're doing. So if it does affect you, you just go, well, I was ready for this. That's all. I'm still got a new business that I'm up and running, and I'm going to build bigger in January and February. But I'm still going to keep an eye on what they're doing and be prepared for what they throw at us, just in case. So other than that, man, no, all good. Good chatting.
Yeah, I'm out and about today, folks, but we got a podcast out anyway, buddy. And we'll plug in again soon if you want to hit another one out of the park before the new year goes out. I'll let you know and stay in contact.
All right, sounds good.
Get up there. Things are speeding up. So good chatting with you today, buddy. I'll just stop the recording and hi to all the listeners, and thanks so much for the support. Chat again soon.
Peace out.